Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence to reveal your word to our hearts for this hour. And Father, I thank you for anointing your people to receive your anointed word. And Father, I pray for such a stirring in the hearts of the saints globally through your spoken word in Jesus' name. To the book of St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 12 and 13. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. In St. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. Note something. Hire laborers. Choose people to work. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Notice, it was not their vineyard, but somebody else's. And he went out about the third hour, which was 9 o'clock in the morning, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And he said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went out about the 12 o'clock, and the night, 3 p.m., and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, 5 p.m., he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? And they said unto him, because no man had hired us. He said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall you receive. We want to use for a thought, combining Luke chapter 19 and St. Matthew chapter 20, two words, idle saints. Idle saints. We notice in Luke's gospel, in Luke chapter 19, how a certain man went to prepare. Notice this. He went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then come back. Jesus came to planet Earth for a reason, to redeem us. Now he's going back to glory, but he's soon to return. But, get this. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds, and said unto them, occupy till I come, or engage in business till I return. Idle saints. And then we notice in Matthew chapter 20, how Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man which is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers, get this, into his vineyard. His vineyard. Now that you are saved, you are heaven bound. You're on your way to glory. You've been redeemed. You've been washed in the blood. You have a responsibility as a saint now. And that's not to be idle. Because see, there's too much to be done for you as a believer to be idle. Now what we want to look at today is, in this text here, in Matthew chapter 20, verse 3. He went out in about the third hour and noticed something, and saw others standing idle. I see this happening so much today in the body of Christ. In lieu of what's happening in our world today, We as saints don't have time to be idle. An idle soul shall suffer hunger. And there's an old cliche, an idle soul is the devil's workshop. When people are not really thinking about the right stuff, their mind is just empty. They're not really focused on what's really constructive, you know. What we notice in our text here, in verse 3, he went out and saw others standing idle. Note the words. They were standing and they was idle. They wasn't standing proclaiming the word. They wasn't standing witnessing. They wasn't standing trying to point no one to Jesus. But they were standing doing nothing. They was more or less standing in somebody else's way who wanted to point somebody to Jesus. What comes to mind is the first song. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Listen, saints of God, if you're not going to point sinners to the Master, get out their way from them coming to Jesus. Don't you be a hinder or a stumbling block from people that's not saved coming to Jesus because you're idle. Idle saints. And I want to focus on verse 6 of Matthew chapter 20. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said unto them, why stand ye here all the day idle? Jesus said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. We are living in such a critical and dangerous time. And since such a time like that is now upon us as the church, it behooves us to get in a hurry. That which we are going to do, we must do quickly now. Because Jesus is soon to return. And you know what's sad? If the Lord come back and find us idle, rather than occupying until he come. The question will be asked to us, what have we done with the talents? What have we done with the gifts and the abilities that he has bestowed upon us? According to Luke's Gospel, chapter 19, he delivered them 10 pounds. He gave them abilities. You that's listening to me today, you are not saved just to go to heaven. You have a gift and a talent that God has given to you. And God wants to get glory out of your life as a believer. You're not just to be idle as a saint. You not knowing what to do. You feel like you don't have anything to do. You feel like other people are doing things that you can't do. There is still something you can do as a believer. You might can't preach like somebody else. You might cannot sing like somebody else. That does not matter to God if you can preach or sing like nobody. You find out what God has given to you to do as a believer and ask God to perfect that ability in your life as a saint. Idle saints. You're wondering why things not happening in your life? You wonder why you're not being blessed? While you're not growing, while you're not prospering, is because you are idle. You're just like in our text here. You're standing idle all the day. And notice the answer. He asked them, why are you standing here idle? They told him, because no man had hired us. Nobody told us what we should be doing. Well, God has sent me today as his Western Union boy to you as the body of Christ. To let us know that we have something to do because Jesus is soon to return. We must occupy until Jesus comes. We must engage in business. And the business is the Father's business. Not being busybody in other men's matter. Not trying to find things out on nobody. Time is too short for that kind of stuff. Why are we so idle as the church? Why is we so idle as God's people? What are we doing with our time that God has given to us on this hour, on this earth? He said, redeem the time because the days are evil. Idle saints. And notice something. He found all the standing idol. Ask yourself this question, saint. Will Jesus find you idle, or will He find you occupying when He come back? That's a powerful question. Will He find you idle, doing nothing, or will He find you occupying? Point your soul out to Him to reach souls for the kingdom. Where will He find you at? Standing idle or occupying? Listen, in St. Matthew's, chapter 9, verse 35 through 38. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But now watch something else. But when He saw the multitudes, when Jesus saw the mass crowds of people, He was moved with compassion on them. What did Jesus see about these multitudes that caused Him to move with compassion on them? Number one, because they fainted. Jesus saw people dropping out, people dying, people giving up on life, people just weary and tired of how they're living. He saw this. Let me ask you the question, saints of God. Do you not see in our society how people are fainting? Do you not see how people are just giving up on life? How people committing suicide? Why? Because of what they're facing, the problems that they're confronted with. They're just waiting for somebody to bring them the answer. And Jesus saw this. And what Jesus saw moved Him. Note, He wasn't standing idle. He was occupying. He was moving. What are you doing, saints of God? Are you still standing idle? Yet you may see people in need. Are you still standing idle? Number two. And they were scattered abroad. Jesus saw how the people was just wandering, just going with no kind of directions in life. He saw that people didn't even know where they was going. They was just moving, but not really getting nowhere. Don't you see in our society today, saints, how people are just scattered abroad? How people are just going, wearing themselves out? They're making tracks and getting nowhere. As sheep having no shepherds. And number three, Jesus saw how the people was like sheep, with no one to guide them, no one to instruct them, no one to show them concern and compassion. See, sheep must be led. You drive goats and cattle. And Jesus saw the people were scattered abroad like sheep, with nobody to watch over them. And something He did. Then said He unto His disciples, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And you know why, saints? You know why the laborers are few today? Because there are too many of us in the body of Christ still idle. We're standing idle all day. Idle saints. The question may come, what can cause us as saints to be idle? Number one, when we don't have a consistent prayer life, we will be idle. Number two, when we're not in the Word every day, we will be idle. Number three, when we don't tithe and give to God's work, we will be idle. Number four, when we don't even come to hear the Word, we will be idle. Number five, when we're not concerned about souls getting saved, we will be idle. And to take it a step further, we not only will be idle, when we don't even know why we're saved, we definitely will be idle. You are saved to be a witness. Let me say it again. If you did not know, you're knowing today. You are saved to be a witness. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Note that we are saved to be a witness. And in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9, listen to this. Who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace. God saved you with a purpose, saint. You are saved with an eternal purpose in God's mind. And that's for God to get glory out of your life while you're on this earth. It's no time for you to remain to be idle if you have been idle as a saint. And listen to this. Which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. If men are going to get saved, somebody must tell them about Jesus. Listen to Romans chapter 10, verses 14. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? The word preacher here does not mean somebody with a turned back collar behind a pulpit in a church building. If you are saved, you are a proclaimer of the word. And how shall they preach except they be sent? And if you are saved, you're blood washed. Listen to this in St. John. I'm going to give you some scripture here. St. John chapter 20, verses 21. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. Listen, saints, as my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And Jesus says to you, saints of God, why are you still idle? I'm sending you now. I've commissioned you. You have a responsibility to tell men about Jesus. You have a responsibility from Jesus to tell men about Him, to live the life before them, and to verbally share with them what Jesus Christ has done for them. Idle saints. And if you have been a saint who have been idle, and notice something in this text. Verse 7 of Matthew chapter 20. They said unto Him, because no man had hired us. Indications are, they did not even know what they was about. Like many of you listening to me, you're so faithful to the building you're in. And if Jesus can get you to be faithful like that to Him, understand something. The purpose of that local assembly that you are in is to teach you and to train you so you can go out and take that water to somebody that's in the desert place that may never come to the building you are in. This is the purpose of the church. Not for you to get happy, which you're going to do that. Yeah, you come to praise God. You come to glorify Him. You come to hear His word. But the question comes, what are you doing with that word that you're getting in the place you're in? Idle saints. Loving Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for such mass conviction through your spoken word. And God, every person that has heard this message, I pray that you bring such an awakening and awareness to the saints globally. Father, that you will wake us up in this hour so that we can see it's too late for us to be idle all day, because the night is about to fall when we cannot work at night. Now is time to point men to Jesus Christ. And Father, I ask that you forgive us as the church. Restore us. Renew us. Set us on hallowed fire for your kingdom. God, stir the hearts of your people around this world. And God, I thank you for removing us out of our comfort zones. We've become too relax and too complacent. And God, we've become satisfied like we are. As the eagle stir her nest, I pray, Father, today that there be such a stirring in the hearts of your people in the mighty and glorious name of Jesus. And God, I release such an anointing upon the hearers of this message. I place this in their spirit, a desire to witness. And God, I release a discernment, a desire to be a soul winner for the kingdom. And Father, I give you glory right now for releasing an anointing to be fishers of men into the hearts of your people, where they will no longer be idle saints, but they will be soul winning saints for the kingdom. And God, I give you glory for it now in Jesus' name. Idle saints. And saints of God, if you have been idle, it's time now to repent and tell God you're sorry and ask Him to restore you and to anoint you for service and to bring within your being a desire to reach souls for His kingdom. And God, I give you glory for blessing every ministry that has outreaches in this hour, that's out for souls, blessed one, in Jesus' mighty name.